Listening Library presents The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place, Book 1, The Mysterious Howling, by Mary Rose Wood. Read for you by Catherine Calgren.
The first chapter. One home is forsaken in hopes of finding another. It was not Miss Penelope Lumley's first journey on a train, but it was the first one she had taken alone. As you may know, travelling alone is quite a different kettle of fish from travelling with companions. It tends to make people anxious, especially when en route to a strange place, or a new home, or a job interview, or, as in the case of Miss Lumley, a job interview in a strange place that might very well end up being her new home. She certainly had much to be anxious about. During the journey, her worried thoughts had included the following. Would she arrive at Ashton Place on time for her interview? Or would masked bandits storm the train and take the passengers hostage? She had never personally encountered a bandit, but she had read of such things in books, and the very idea gave her goosebumps. Would she be able to answer correctly should her prospective employers quiz her on, say, the capital cities of mid-sized European nations? The capital of Hungary is Budapest, she had recited in her mind in time to the clickety-clack of the train wheels. The capital of Poland is Warsaw. Would she be served tea and toast upon her arrival? And if she were, would she end up with marmalade all over the front of her dress and run from the room weeping? Clearly, being anxious is a full-time and rather exhausting occupation. Perhaps that explains why Miss Lumley, despite her inability to remember the...